One clue that a geopolitical game was being played out in the Hess affair is that the last person to dine with the Duke of Kent prior to the fatal crash that killed him, and perhaps the real Hess, was a foreign exile, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. The dinner represented an unusual gathering of the British royals at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, which, in addition to the Duke and Prince Bernhard, included King George VI and Queen Elizabeth. But it is Bernhard's presence that has caught the interest of researchers. Prince Bernhard originated meetings of the Bilderberg Group, a collection of world movers and shakers so secretive that they have no proper name. Bernhard was a former member of the Nazi SS and an employee of Germany's IG Farben in Paris. In 1937, he married Princess Juliana of the Netherlands and became a major shareholder and officer in Dutch Shell Oil, along with Britain's Lord Victor Rothschild. After the Germans invaded Holland, the royal couple moved to London. It was here, after the war, that Rothschild and the founder of the European Movement for Unity, Polish socialist Dr. Josef Hieronym Ratinger, encouraged Prince Bernhard to create the Bilderberg Group. The prince personally chaired the group until 1976, when he resigned following revelations that he had accepted large payoffs from Lockheed to promote the sale of its aircraft in Holland. It is impossible to know for certain whether Prince Bernhard sided with the British royal family and the peace initiative, or was monitoring their activities for the pro-war Churchill clique. But it is an indication of the machinations of the global elite. The peace initiative was stopped, and the globalists' decision to stop National Socialism at all costs proceeded. There can be little doubt that the failure of Hess's peace mission to Britain on the eve of the attack on Russia created the unwanted two-front war that cost Hitler the victory. After the failure of Hess's ill-fated flight, his place in the Nazi hierarchy was taken by Martin Bormann, a man who will be discussed later. Some Nazi leaders, including Himmler and Bormann, became uncertain of victory and began laying plans for their survival. They also turned to science for new Wunderwaffen, or wonder weapons, that might turn the tide of war in their favor.